This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
So I do gigs outside of work, and a lot of them are setting up in cold school halls and stuff. And I just needed something. I had to go to a gig on Friday night, and I was like, I need...
Tell them what you do.
I do Bogan Bingo, for anyone that's wondering. And...
She's very good at it.
I am really good at it, actually.
Yeah, and she looks like Joan Jett.
Or Chrissy Amphlett.
A bit Joan Jett.
Anyway, we digress. So I had to go to the city. So I was like, oh, it's in a bit of a rush. I need a jacket. And I was like, I just need a bomber jacket and a puffer jacket. I have always hesitated about a puffer jacket with me because, A, I'm quite... the presence in real life. I have some size about me, including...
I've never heard it described as
including
that.
Including quite a big rack. Mm. So I know that when I put a puffer jacket on, I'm going to look like the thing that comes... The Yeti.
The Goodyear.
The Goodyear blimp or something like that. Mm. So thank you. Anyway,
the marshmallow guy.
I'm with you.
Okay, no, we've got it. Yeah. It's fine. So anyway, I thought, bugger it, I'm just going to do it. And so I went to Cotton On, got it like... $50, whatever. I just bought it quickly, didn't think about it, whatever. And then Saturday I had to go out to meet old mate over here.
Quick drink.
And I got into the city and I didn't have it on because I got hot by that stage. And then he came in and I said, oh, I'm not sure. I bought this jacket yesterday and I'm just not sure. Now, in fairness to me, I think he's just saying a lot of this because last week I told him he needed a new jacket because his one looked worn and terrible.
I bought it to look worn. It's the style of it.
Oh,
She hates it.
And Dean gets very offended.
No, it had nothing to do with that.
Oh, yeah.
I put the jacket on in the pub.
And it was...
And I was like, you should never wear that jacket. Ever. No. You're not in public.
No, he
not
wants
even in your own flat.
He wants
with
to
the
take
blinds
it
down.
Joy 94.9, you're on Murphy's Law this afternoon.
14 past four, 13 degrees in town.
I felt very AM radio.
It felt very AM talk back.
It's a great tune from Sean, isn't it?
Just that last bit.
And I say that like I know him. We must make mention too, all the people sending in messages now about wanting to talk about the Logies last night. It's coming. It's coming after 5 o'clock.
Just cool your pipes, it's okay.
Cool your pipes. Yes. I know you've got a lot to say. Get off your chest.
We'll get there.
We should thank our patrons, Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith, because this time last week we were.
There's the trumpets.
Oh, God, if I never hear those trumpets again.
No, I love them. I want them around my
house.
This
time last week we were pretty petrified. We didn't know what was going to go, what was actually going to transpire out of the dollar for dollar. We had no idea. You never do. Yeah. But the generous souls of Melbourne dived into their pockets.
They certainly did.
And, well, we raised 60,000 or 61,000 or whatever it was, and the boys doubled it, which was fabulous.
So it was amazing.
It was really good. And they are great. And no wonder there's a studio named after them.
They deserve it.
Yeah. It hasn't got a plaque on the door yet.
It has.
Has it?
Yeah. How blind are you?
How big's the plaque?
And how long have you been here?
It must be a tiny little plaque. I want the whole door in my name. So I want a gold door.
You won't get one of those. Not yet.
You've been at Joy longer than anyone here I know. Like, and you didn't know they've got a plaque.
It's tragic, isn't
Studio
it?
Studio One. It's the Singer Smith.
Oh, I thought they had this one here, the little tiny one.
No.
Oh, no. That's Tim's. Someone hasn't donated as much.
Hey, can we move on from this conversation?
Now, you were talking to me earlier about superstitions. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, okay, cool. And now I need to throw it out there. Like, I'm not sure how much everybody's invested in superstitions. I generally, like, have a list of them. But then when anything happens, superstitiously type thing, whatever.
How many yeses in that?
No.
And I'm the one with the stomach.
I actually don't like to be sort of beholden to them. Like, and then I make my own rules up about it. So I guess I'm not very superstitious. But I tell you what. So I've always... had the thing about the broken mirror, right? Don't break a mirror. 7 years bad luck, right?
So
on Saturday morning, I get woken up because there was a mirror that Mum gave me, fairly big, that needed to go up on the wall. And it's the only mirror in the house. And I put it on my bedside table to check what I looked like when I went out the night before, and the cat.
I'll blame the cat.
Off.
Wasn't a bit of rocking stuff happening
on my own on Friday night.
I don't know.
With my older brother on the couch.
I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do.
My older brother stayed over on the couch. Right, okay. Our older brother, I should say. He's yours as well.
Okay, we'll take that back. Sorry.
So, no.
Thought it was a house of
Anyway, the cat knocked it off, smash mirror, right?
Yep.
So, I instantly was just like, oh, that's not my fault. I didn't do that. I did not do
that.
And the cat. And cats have nine lives.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So it doesn't matter.
Nah.
So that's okay. Well, I just wanted to know whether anyone else is like...
Superstitious. Yeah, well, let's throw it out to the people.
Yeah,
actually, I am.
That was a riveting story.
I am with a lot of things. Like if, you know, if I think about something, like, oh, I hope my plane doesn't crash when I get on it tomorrow. I've thought about that. Touch wood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I've even done it now where if I can't find some wood, if I find a piece of paper, paper's from wood. It's made out of a tree.
Yeah, see,
I'll rub it on.
I think that's a bit.
Do you know what I mean?
And then that's grasping at straws, as far as I'm
concerned. And then there's the other one with, you know, money in, money out. So itchy right palm.
Oh, that's actually true.
Itchy left palm is money out.
Yeah.
So if you get an
you
itchy
take
left
with your
palm,
right.
You must. If you don't want money to go out, you must rub it on a piece of wood straight away.
Where did you get that one from, though?
I'm
it's
concerned.
A great one, isn't it?
No, but that last bit you've made.
No,
that
no,
up.
No, no. It's true. No, you read about it. You rub if you rub on a piece of wood. Your left hand when it's itchy.
How come I'm only hearing about this now?
That's why you've lost
all
your money.
That's where my money goes.
Yeah, I know.
I think you might have an itchy palm because you've been rubbing your wood.
O-M-G.
And my hearing's back.
Oh, my God.
Thank goodness.
Thank
is all
God.
I can say.
Did I ramble on like that last week?
All we heard for the first half
that
hour was
work.
About your ears.
It was hard work with the dollar for dollar. I didn't know what was going on.
No, I could tell. Yeah. Actually, no, I couldn't because it was the same as usual where you just talk over me and ignore me. So I couldn't tell whether you could hear me or not.
The superstitions is what we were talking about just before that you brought up.
Yes, I did.
And you've got a problem because the cat knocked the mirror off and
yeah, but
basically,
Tim and I have just discussed it and I'm in the clear.
You are in the clear.
Because I didn't do it.
We would like to hear from other people out there if you have superstitions.
Yeah, I tell you one that I absolutely... But I think this is more a safety thing than anything else. Walking under ladders will not do that.
What's meant to be the bad luck thing with that? Like,
well, it's just bad luck to walk under a ladder. But then, of course, it is because like somebody could drop something, or you could push the person off the ladder.
Mm.
Yeah, so I won't do that. But black cats walking past you. See, I had
a black
cat for years.
Don't you have a black cat now?
She's actually grey.
All right.
So how colorblind are you?
Deaf last week, colorblind this week.
I really did think though that you'd be able to notice black.
I thought she was black. I thought she was just black.
No, I did. I really did think that you would see black. But obviously not.
Just share your superstitions with us. We want to know. Tim, have you got any?
I don't think I do. I'm okay to step on lines.
Yep.
You know, like I'm not fussed about a black cat or what. The ladder thing I think I do... How often do you... Well, I have a short ladder, like it's one of those...
Yeah, you're not going to walk under a step ladder.
I'm going
to... I do with planes.
That's dangerous because...
I have to be within three rows of an exit on a plane. I heard there somewhere there was, like, it's good karma.
Oh. I just think it's
no, somebody's
off,
made that up. And karma's been around a lot longer than planes.
Okay. 0427 Joy 949.
I don't think the Buddha was sitting there going, hey, on a plane.
What other superstitions are out there? Like, I can't even think of anything else. I like the one about
touch wood. We'll look some up for you.
What do you find funny?
I'm sure she is. No, she is.
What do
no,
you...
No, I'm going by what you're... I don't think you've got
any humour.
No, I have. You know what makes me laugh?
What?
Is you in a puffer jacket flossing.
Ooh. I wasn't
doing the floss dance.
I wasn't flossing.
No, but you,
in the puffer jacket.
No, but if you did them both at the same time, that would bring much laughter and joy and happiness to my life.
Oh, can you imagine the sound the puffer jacket would make?
No, but I did. You were trying to get me to do the flossing.
I'm going
a story
to get,
about
going,
flossing coming
I
up.
I want to get you on video.
I will be seeing that.
You sort of showed me how it's done, and what did I say?
She said to me, "Don't." No, you should never do that.
Ever.
Well, ever.
Don't ever let anyone
see
that.
And then
ever.
He was going to do it.
No.
Until out came the camera.
No.
Oh, yeah, and then wasn't ready for it.
No, I'll do
Mind
it
you,
before the...
Do I need to remind you who I am? I actually...
Well...
seriously.
Someone important?
I don't know. No, but I don't have any shame.
Oh, it's the Adam Murphy show.
I don't have any shame.
No, you don't.
I wore a rubber ring and some flippers and put a video on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
When we jumped to the Brighton bars. I mean, I don't have a lot.
You look like a galah. Now,
you look like an idiot.
We've had a message through. Hi, people. My superstition is to always wear appropriately coloured undies to musicals. green for Wicked, red for Rocky Horror, and brown for any show that features Tina Arena. That's from Justin. We are talking superstitions. Oh, so, dear. Like we were talking before about what are some of the classic superstitions. Obviously, one of them is Friday the 13th.
Oh, yes.
You know, because 13 is an unlucky number.
Well, I actually said that to the guy, the removalist, when he booked me in recently. And I said, Friday the 13th, is that a bad thing? And he goes, nah. And I said, are you just saying that because you're a removalist? He goes, probably.
Yeah, but even if it is an unlucky thing, we're Murphys, so anything that could go wrong will anyway. So that sort of counteracts it and wipes it out.
I tell you what, though, nothing happened then.
I think there's one next week.
They didn't break the mirror.
I think next week?
Yeah, there
is
one. Friday the 13th next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
We'll report back.
Good. Another one is no umbrellas inside. Now, this is an interesting one. I mean, you can't put them up
inside.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You can have an umbrella inside.
Well, basically, you poke someone's eye out.
Well, I think that's why they said it's bad luck.
I think there it is, though. I remember running an event and I thought it was a good idea to do decorations with umbrellas inside and it was a disaster. The whole thing was a disaster. Yeah. That's probably why.
There you go.
Crossing your fingers, superstition.
Fingers crossed. Good luck.
Or is it when you're telling a lie and that means that because you had your fingers crossed it's not true?
That's
yeah, right. Something like that.
I remember that. Oh, Jane would know because he lies all the time.
Now we're getting really confused with what?
What? Maybe that hearing's back.
Pulling a wishbone?
I like that one. Yeah, that's good luck.
Yeah. That's good. We always cheat in
I like
that.
The good... No, you cheat in everything.
How do you cheat in that?
You can cheat in that.
Can you?
Yeah. Just with a position where you hold the wishbone.
Yeah, and you're the same with bonbons at Christmas, and it annoys me because I don't know, the bonbons at Christmas, I never, ever... It never comes in my favour.
Yeah, you're actually...
Hopeless at it.
You're really bad at it.
Wow. 45 years of trying.
Yeah.
You should just buy some at Christmas after Christmas.
Yeah, and practice.
Practice through the year.
You can floss with them and wear a bomber jacket at the same time. Also, what is it? 666 is another one. We can go on and on like this. What's we want to hear from you guys.
Any superstitions you live by?
Absolutely.
Because like, obviously the reason we're talking about this is my cat broke a mirror the other day. I reckon I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we are talking about superstitions and you seem to be just riddled with them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot because as a doing sport.
And insecurities.
You're so funny. You're so funny. being in sport, obviously doing sport for a long period of time, you build up little sort of superstitions like,
for example... See, I wouldn't know because I'm not physically inclined.
No. And, you know, things like, if you trained really well in a pair of bathers, Speedos, you'd have to wear... those Speedos in the competition. You couldn't wear another pair of Speedos because they would became your lucky pair.
Yeah.
And things like, you know, if you do little quirky things, like after each dive, I'd go and stand in this one particular spot where the shower is and not go near my coach because if I went near my coach, he'd put me off.
Yeah. Wow.
And it was like this superstition thing. It was really weird.
I just want to a little segue onto something else for a second. And I know this is going to be annoying to everyone, but why do we call them a pair of Speedos and a pair of jocks? Why?
Oh, wow, we've gone off on a complete tangent.
But it's actually interesting.
We can have that later.
Yeah.
No, anyway, just think about that and then get back to me.
Actually, can anyone out there actually...
Why do we say that's pair a much, of jocks?
You know what? That's actually more interesting than what we're talking about.
Yeah. Why? Why? Because it's not... Why there's only they? One.
Well, no, because there's two legs and a pair of pants.
Yes.
It's pants.
Oh. That's throwing the whole show out because we did not...
It's pants.
We didn't have any of that in pre-production.
But it's jumper.
Yeah.
Like... You wear a jumper or you wear pants.
Plural.
Like plural. Wow. I don't know.
Is it a pair of puffer jackets?
is that just what you had?
Because you look good in that.
Can you imagine how big I'd be in a pair of jackets?
Murphy's Law this afternoon's gone belly up in here a little bit.
Well, it has.
Now, we were talking about, it went right off topic. Now, all of a sudden you threw out in the middle of a superstition topic, why do they call it a pair of Speedos or a pair of
because it's only got one.
No,
it's
yes.
Like bathers.
Well, it's we are so blessed to have so many really wise listeners because Tracy from Fitzroy has sent in a message and she says, in the US, women's underwear are called panties.
Panties.
Today we still say pair of knickers or panties. That's because in the 19th century, women's underwear consisted of two separate legs joined at the waist. So you put them on one at a time and then tied around the waist.
What did you do with your vagina?
Wow.
Now, what did you do with that bit?
What do you mean?
Well, how did
you... Well, there was a bit that hanged over the top to cover it. So you had leg, bit over the top and a tie round.
It doesn't sound very comfy.
No, it's... We've
it's not like your bag of three undies.
The 19th century.
Comfy undies.
Did you also know...
He looks completely perplexed.
It's
just a word.
And then you said, why do you call it a jumper?
I don't understand.
We've had another listener in. Pete says, basically, a jumper is either a pullover or a cardigan, distinguishing the cardigans open at the front. But that doesn't explain why they call it a jumper.
I want to know the word jumper.
Thank you, Pete, for that. Someone who's got more knowledge than Pete. Send in a message, 0427JOY949.
Thank you, Pete.
That's how the course of the show is going to go this afternoon. We're going to educate you on certain things. If you want to know anything at all, let us know.
I've just got a very inquisitive brain this afternoon.
You have indeed, which is surprising.
Others.
You've got no brain cells left.
Murphy's Law, the only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
No, I'm disturbed.
I am too.
Now, we talk about a lot of stuff on the show.
Yes, we do.
And we have a lot of things and information and bits and stories thrown from all around the world, but nothing has disturbed me more than this. It's a Facebook post.
Yeah, well, I've just seen something on Facebook and there's an event and it's public crying at Federation Square.
Now, I'm all for you. Look, do what you want. It's your life. You know, but when it comes to this, there's 2,500 people are interested in this event.
2,500 people.
And it basically says, it doesn't have a lot of information. It says, just cry about whatever's getting you down, but in public with others at the same time.
I think that's...
And Tim thinks it's a good idea.
I think it's quite nice.
I'm only going to cry if Collingwood doesn't win.
Oh, my God. There's another topic we need to discuss.
No, let's just keep it with one topic at a time.
Yeah, I know, but the public thing, I don't know. Who's on board with the public? Because it's 2,500 people, so it's popular.
I want to hear from the public. Well, okay, maybe I've got it wrong. Maybe it's good to get it all out. But is it good to get it all out with a whole bunch of strangers that you don't know?
I probably cry all the time anyway. Movies, I'm terrible.
Yeah,
so
but there's movies and stuff. I would find this...
I would arrive at Federation Square and go, okay, on your marks.
Now,
and go.
Does not anyone see that you would probably laugh? Like, it's going to kill the whole theme, isn't it?
Well, you know how there's that laughing thing, right? Like, you know how someone starts laughing and that becomes infectious, right?
Yeah, so then crying and then, you see other people crying, and then, okay.
That could just make everyone really depressed.
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of, I don't know if it's about being depressed. I think it's just about letting it out.
Maybe it's sponsored by Kleenex.
Maybe.
Who knows? But if you want to, let us...
opportunity.
I know.
Always thinking.
Would you go?
Yeah.
Would you participate in this?
When is it?
I'll tell you what we'll
do. There's a date.
Is there a date?
Yeah, hang on.
It's the 21st of July.
There you go.
Saturday the 21st of July from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's a lot of crying. But look, I'll tell you what we'll do. If we get...
It's like 7 hours of crying.
We get 10 people. 10 people who send in that they will go, we'll go as a team. What do you reckon? And we'll just bawl our eyes out. But we'll overdo it.
But now I'm thinking...
Do you know what I mean?
Now you want to poo-poo it for others.
I don't think you'd wreck that for someone.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does. Joy 94.9.
It's that time again. I know we're all very excited about this. As we head out to the roads, the Eastern Freeway is clogged like the terrible toilet at the terrible restaurant last night at 18 minutes. Monash outbound, 2 years younger than me, if minutes were years, 43 minutes. Prince is outbound. Claggy at 17 minutes. And Westgate outbound will make you wish you'd taken a sickie at 26 minutes.
The funny thing about that, Tim, is that people are ringing in and they love Anna's traffic reports.
What is going on? I was a little struggling today. I'll try and improve.
It wasn't bad. We should talk about the Logies because a lot of people are ringing in, sending messages saying that, are you going to talk about the Logies?
Obviously, yeah, absolutely.
People have to get it off their chest.
Australian television's night of nights. Oh,
is it really? Is it really? Most people are on there bag it out. Even the voiceover guy on Channel 9 was bagging it out. Like most people,
it is pretty
treat
ridiculous.
It like a bit of a joke, don't they? Really?
Yes.
Well, it's just self-aggrandizing. Is that the word?
So therefore, it is an awards night, but then winning one doesn't really mean anything because most people take the mickey out of it.
Well, I'm confused because how much of it is peer voted versus public vote.
I thought it was all public vote.
No, I think it's changed. I think it's changed. Sort of like a peer vote. And
well, it's
and
just a popularity contest for rich and successful people, really.
Let's face it. Like, if they didn't take the mickey out of it so much, you'd probably go, oh, yeah, this is worthwhile. But it's kind of like, I don't know, it feels really weird. Anyway.
Well, it's not the Oscars. No.
There were some highlights. I didn't watch it all because I find it cringeworthy. Like, I have to sort of turn
it off. I thought it was a bit ridiculous too. I did love Julia Morris though, always do. The one that I want to mention, when I said Grant Denyer won the gold.
Oh my God. What a load of...
Do you know what the thing with it is? Like, if television, commercial television's got that bad that Grant Denyer wins a gold Logie, then it's over. Netflix all the way. Netflix all the way.
Yep, Dean Murphy for president. That's what
Thank
I say.
Thank you very much.
The president.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Clearly you don't vote because we have something called a prime minister.
Mind you, who was he running against? Tracy Grimshaw.
Oh, no, come on. Amanda Keller was in that group.
Oh, there's another one.
And I think Harry Bickmore.
I love me some Amanda Keller.
Yeah, I love her.
That show.
I love that show. What's wrong with both of you?
I would like to hear from...
Miserable old...
I would like
good about
you two. You're not on a couch at home, okay? We've got a show to do.
I would like to hear from the
Joysters.
I would like to hear that's good. Too.
They don't need to hear your babbling,
it's our show.
Bubbling mess.
7 years on air. This is what we do.
All right, okay.
So they do need to hear it. Okay, otherwise, I'll just go home.
All right.
Because I'd love to, actually.
we could continue this on the couch.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll bring Wentworth.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, see, well, see, everyone's a winner.
Good riddance.
Don't come back.
And apparently Grant Denyer, I didn't see it, but he had quite a speech for a Logie.
Yeah, it went for a very long time. It was very emotional.
Not an Academy Award.
No.
They're saying it's a Logie.
Murphy's Law. Take the gay brother and the straightest sister and let them loose on air? No way. Joy 94.9.
You know how all the kids and everyone are doing, well, you tried it earlier on, flossing?
Yes, and I was strictly told
never
to try that
I've got
again.
A video of my diving kids doing it on the board. It's so cute. Like, they love it. They love it. And they all know how to do it so well,
they
and they're very coordinated.
They all know how to do it.
It first came about because you know how there was the dab?
Mm.
You know, the hand on the head.
I used to do that too.
The dab. I never understood the dab. I thought that was a bit dumb.
Kids hate it when adults dab.
Then they did the mannequin. They hate mannequin challenge.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. You just had to act like a mannequin and take a photo of it. Anywhere.
I've missed all that.
Oh, right. That was great.
So now I think
I'm back at planking.
To be honest. Mad for a plank.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you've got the agility to plank anywhere.
Were you going to say something about core strength?
I don't think you have the core strength.
There is actually a bit of strong core happening underneath the layer.
Wow. It's very talented.
Under the puffer jacket.
It's
very talented.
It is my natural body.
Back onto flossing. Apparently, one mother is not happy and she's taken to mumsnet.com.
Oh, God.
Because apparently her child loves to do the flossing and now the school that he's at is actually giving detentions out for flossing.
Yeah, but he's probably doing it all the time.
But that's what they do.
No, but in class.
Why crush a child's dream? Why crush their creativity?
Because you don't send them to school and have the teacher that trained for years
work,
to try and
learning
teach
his science,
your child to do something.
Putting his stuff in the Bunsen burner right.
And they
but then
floss.
Take away all his hopes and dreams because you can't let it, he's not allowed to floss, right? And I think it's terrible.
No, I think mummy's blogging, you're going to whinge about any authority or whatever. No, like there's a time and a place. I'm sorry, in the classroom when there's other things to be learning.
No, but this is at any time at all at the school. Like
The teachers and the principal are probably like me and fed up because they've been told as adults that they're not allowed to floss.
You could be near the shelter shed.
No one else is allowed to floss.
You can't floss at the shelter shed at lunchtime.
You
can't
floss your teeth.
Buy your pie from Mrs. Boyle in the canteen.
Buy your pie from Mrs. Boyle.
You can't floss.
I think they should be buying.
Your dreams have been stolen. All your creativity.
There's something not right with you.
Just come in to us this afternoon, Anna Murphy. Police in Indiana have seized Trump-shaped ecstasy pills, among other drugs. The pills are orange and stamped with a face and the words "Great Again" on
the back. Should I be laughing at that?
The bust involved 129 arrests in just 60-day operation in June.
Oh, I shouldn't be laughing at that.
Police retrieved the Trump pills as well as LSD, heroin, cocaine and other drugs. Other news with...
Is that fake news?
No, that's real.
See what I did there?
Well done.
And... We love a good dog story, don't we?
We do,
on the
because
show.
We're mad dog
mad
lovers.
Dog people. We used to, a few years back, because we've been doing this for what now? 7 years. Years ago, we were talking about lots of interesting stuff. Now it's all dogs.
Dogs.
Have you noticed how it's changed?
The occasional cat story.
Yes.
Occasional cat story. Well, this is a good one. This little dog has been hailed a hero for saving his owner from a rattlesnake.
Oh wow!
Taking a nasty bite to the face in the process. In the process, the golden retriever named Todd was on a hike with his owner Paula, and apparently they came across a rattlesnake. Now, as Paula was about to be bitten by the snake, the dog jumped in, and the rattlesnake bit him on the nose.
Oh no! Oh.
So he's a hero.
He is.
Didn't die. He's all right.
He's got a sore face.
So sore face. That's pretty good. I can't imagine my schnauzer doing that for me.
No, I can't imagine him doing that for you either.
Well.
I accidentally kicked my – I didn't mean it. I was half asleep and I accidentally kicked my dog off the bed and she went flying into my bedside table.
Wow. Yeah. You really are. That's too – you're a terrible mother.
It wasn't potentially your dog who broke that mirror.
Stop saying
that. Yesterday was the first time I lost my dog. Yep. Because normally he doesn't leave me. I'm down the park and I thought, oh, I'll sit on the bench and just playing on the phone.
See, this makes me very uncomfortable.
Just playing on the phone and whatever. And next thing I looked up and I went,
attention.
Where is Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy? Where's he gone?
Oh, God, he's running away from his name. And that's what he's
doing. I had no idea. I ran around. I was frantic and sweating.
I can't stand the name.
And I was like, oh, my God, don't you like his name?
Ridiculous.
Wow.
It is the most ridiculous thing
Pepper
I've ever heard.
Pepper Middleton. That's
you
all
called
I'm
her
say.
Pepper Middleton.
Well, you called her Pepper.
I did call her Pepper. And you know what? It's the stupidest name because you go to the puppy training with hundreds of dogs and they're all called Pepper.
Anyway,
the moral they're going, Pepper, come here.
Moral
and the dogs are so confusing.
The moral of the story is look out for your dog. Don't let him go because it's actually
quite
traumatic.
Well, Dean Murphy, I'm assuming that you would have had your phone
well,
on
guess
your
what?
Head
he
in
ran,
your phone.
He ran home.
You know what?
And he was sitting at the front door of the apartment.
Oh, wow. You're very
lucky. It's like
lucky.
Lassie.
Did he have to check, cross roads and things?
He had to cross the road.
Wow.
I'm not happy about it.
I'm not happy about it.
I've got a great solution for you.
Sure, what?
Coming up, I think it's the 21st of July, there's an event down in Fed Square where you can cry with your
don't cry. Yeah, now, here's a story for you. A father and son from Cardiff, wherever the hell that is.
That'd be in Wales.
Well, really. Are developing a device that could protect the swimmer and surfer from shark attacks using the manufactured scent of dead sharks.
Oh, wow.
Right,
why?
So what they've done, they've spent £250,000 developing this thing, and basically it's a device that you can attach to a surfboard.
You want to hope it works.
Worn by a person that slowly releases a chemical based on the scent of a dead shark.
So sharks don't go near dead
sharks? Sharks have the excellent sense of smell and can sniff out their prey from 1.8 miles away. The theory is that when they smell a dead shark, their survival instincts will kick in and they will not approach the area of potential danger.
Why don't they want to go near other dead sharks?
That's a crocker. Now, don't you think these guys have sort of watched too much of The Walking Dead? You know how you can you wipe your zombie blood.
Yeah, you do.
And
you cover yourself in their
you,
guts,
and the zombies
and then they can't smell
you. Stand there, and they'll walk past you because they can't.
Have you not seen any of the
some,
walking
but
dog
not a lot. Walking dog.
The walking dog.
not a lot. But what I'm confused about, the fact that it's a dead shark, they won't go near it because when there's dead whales or anything else, they are all in.
They're
that
all over
for
it.
A feast.
Totally.
So I'm just curious as to why it's not a shark. Like why with a shark they won't
know.
Near it.
I don't know. I'm not going to test it though.
Right.
I don't want to be the No. I'm not going to be the crash test dummy for that one. No, at all, ever.
Imagine somebody goes out and they don't come back and they go, yeah, that didn't work, so we'll try again. Yeah. Anyone?
I reckon, if you went out there in your puffer jacket...
Oh my God.
Flossing on a surfboard, no shark will come near you because no human will go near you.
No, I nearly swore again on air. I nearly swore.
Conrad sent through a message. Hello, Ratbags and Tim. Thanks for the upbeat tunes this Monday.
Pleasure.
Our pleasure.
And Anastasia has sent a message as well.
Did she?
Saying woof and then said, I'm still laughing about Dean's dog running away from its name.
We've got a segment which we didn't. You would think that we do a lot of pre-production for this show.
Who would think that?
I listen to the crickets.
Who would think that?
No, seriously. We do. You know, there's lots of research that goes into it, but I don't know where this next topic's going because you two have decided that we're going to talk about love.
Well, the thing is, Tim went to a wedding on the weekend.
Yes, my brother got married on the weekend.
Yep.
Which was quite interesting because I've only met my new sister-in-law once.
Wow. Okay, so
it's only
where's
quick,
she
isn't
from?
It?
Very quick. She's from the Philippines.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Now, I... Yeah, so... that's the
no,
thing. Because all those questions that have just popped into your head, I have the same questions.
Have you asked them?
Nah.
Why not?
Well, because we're not that close.
Well, if you're not that close, it shouldn't matter.
And
did she wear a little bubble wrap dress? No. Did she burst out of a package at the wedding?
No. Dane Murphy.
What?
No. You're going straight to hell. Mail order.
What?
You're terrible.
No. She's
you're
terrible. We're all thinking it.
Well, that's the thing, right? But look,
I haven't said it.
That's what adult control is about, you know, when you think it but you don't say it.
Inside voice versus
inside
outside.
Inside voice.
No, hey.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you thinking it?
I was.
Hands up.
And look, to be honest, I still don't know. And either way, look, if he's happy, great. Mm. That's the most important thing because love can make people happy.
Well, we're just like commenting on like who does love well anyway?
Well, it's actually cheaper than getting an economy flight back from the Philippines if you post them.
Oh, God.
Oh, straight to hell.
I don't know. We were trying to have a real in-depth conversation.
Do you want to continue?
Who does love well?
Oh, who does love well?
And then you just completely railroaded it with your package and bubble wrap and now I can't
Can we go to a song and come back? Because obviously you've got something to get off your chest, which you said before was huge.
It is a big chest, okay, but I don't think we should talk about it.
Take your vest off.
Come on, if it's not.
Oh, she's critiquing her own jugs.
I know, they're huge.
Can you get off?
That's right. We're heading out to the roads again. The Eastern Outbound. The amount of time it takes to cook a good steam dim sim at 20 minutes. Monash Outbound, 10 minutes less than an hour at 50 minutes. Princess Outbound has an orange dot, which means it's a bit slow at 17 minutes. And the Westgate Outbound, it could be the Princess Outbound's twin at 17 minutes.
Oh, my God. The only time of the show that you've pepped up is to do that traffic report.
I'm barely hanging in there.
Worth $350 million. Her and Jay-Z are worth $1.16 billion.
Oh, really?
That's unnecessary. Yeah. She moves a little better than I do.
You
but reckon? You know what? What I lack in substance, I make up in style.
In your puffer vest.
That's something from...
Yeah, you look really stylish as you're coming down Bourke Street in your puffer jacket.
You didn't see me coming down Bourke Street in my puffer jacket.
I didn't, but half of Melbourne did.
Okay, so here we are at Last Band Standing. I believe, if we're correct, Anna, you're in the front four too.
I am.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, so you'll be kicking us off today as carryover champion.
Mm-hmm.
To remain relevant to popular society right now, we are going to have a Logies theme.
Oh, Logies theme.
That said, I'm going to give you just a little bit more time.
Okay,
here we go. Okay, yeah, so today's question is, Anna, you're going to be kicking us off. Gold Logie winners of past and present.
Kate Ritchie.
I hate the show. I don't know. I have no idea. Burt Newton.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, yes.
Kylie Minogue.
Graham Kennedy.
Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
Don Burke.
Off the block. Cam, what's his name?
Yes.
The MasterChef people.
What?
Yeah, no, they have.
Yeah, but not the gold Logie.
Hang on, you said Kylie Minogue's never won a gold.
Kylie Minogue's won a gold Logie.
Absolutely.
From Neighbours.
Congratulations, Anna.
Yeah, I won again.
I'm completely speechless. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God.
It's times like this that this song means so much to me.
This is very dramatic.
It means so much because... While we were playing our little Last Man Standing, I lost before.
Yes, you did.
I thought I lost. But we have so many lovely listeners, people who have vision and...
Yeah, thanks a lot who didn't put your name on the message.
And Google the hell out of it. And it turns out that your response, Anna Murphy, Kerri-Anne never won a gold Logie. I win.
Oh, yes. God. And I was gloating in the break going, I snuck through with Kerri-Anne Kennelly, didn't I?
I win. Oh. Sucked in, girlfriend.
Well, I don't think you did because you
shush now.
You could never
don't
get
don't ruin the song. Shush now.
Don't shush me on my own show. I won't be shushed.
Okay. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. So it's been a little bit all over the place.
Oh, that's all right. We're used to that by now. And that was Conrad Sewell.
He's amazing.
He is. Interesting choice of... slack that he had on last night, slacks, pants.
It
was short and he had no socks. And anyway,
that's just fashioning soul. You're just jealous because he didn't have a puffer jacket.
Oh my God. This episode will just be called the puffer jacket. No, I thought how do I put this? I think his legs were a bit too short to wear those pants.
Wow,
that
that's
on.
So judgmental. He sang from the heart.
Anyway, what
song.
I loved about him, because I think he's gorgeous. And what I loved about him was right at the end of the song, he actually mic dropped.
Yeah.
But the production value of the Logies was so bad that you heard it go boom, 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 onto the thing.
I didn't hear any of that. I just saw a beautiful, beautiful man with a beautiful song and a crowd react.
Do you think he's beautiful, though?
No.
In his own way. You usually go for the Liam Payne of the world. And I was like, the long hair and stuff is not really Dean's thing.
I will not knock back a surfy. Oh.
I think he's quite gorgeous.
We were going to talk about Facebook. Have we got any time for that?
Yes.
Or yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to raise an issue.
Can you just go for it?
I want to.
Soapbox and go.
Okay, so this is driving me absolutely berserk, and I don't know who to speak to about it, and I'm not sure whether ranting about it on here is going to help.
It will.
But has anyone noticed that when you click on a video these days, it starts and then it will stop and be interrupted because you have to have the ad in the middle of the video and then you go back to the video? We all know we can't escape watching the ads. We know that. We've accepted it. So just play the frigging thing at the beginning of it and leave the video alone. Is anyone with me on that?
I'm not on Facebook anymore.
I'm out.
Oh, don't sit there all puritanical. I'm not on it because I'm just so evolved and I don't need it anymore, whatever. So you don't get anything interrupted by ads anymore, do
you? Sometimes it's just it's better just to let you go and just...
Is it?
And do it, yes.
And,
yes.
Hey, how do you feel now?
Do you feel good?
I feel like I want to go to the crying festival.
Yeah.
That's coming up July 21st between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. We'll see you there.
When you notice that someone else is talking, stop talking.
So good. We're not here next week.
No, we're not. Thank God, I need a break from you.
I'm off to Bris Vegas where the men are men and the pineapples are nervous.
And I'm going to Sydney to go to a George Michael inspired symphony. They're going to play all the George Michael songs.
Oh, wow.
And our dinner and
why
stuff.
Why didn't you invite me to that?
Because I don't like you. I just said I need a break.
We don't have time for this.
We don't have time.
We don't have time. Okay, ciao.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.